I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, this is Father Tom Berg, pastor of St. James Catholic Parish in Swickley, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and the parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. This morning, we are speaking with two parents who are passionate supporters of Catholic education with their children attending parish schools. I'd like to welcome this morning Lisa Riley. Lisa is a parent at Blessed Francis Cilius Academy in Wexford and a member of St. Alphonsus Parish in Wexford. And Dan Kerner, who is a member of St. James Parish and School in Swickley. Lisa and Dan, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father Tom.
And Lisa, you're from Denora in Washington County and Our Lady of the Valley Parish, and you attended St. Philip Neri School, later went on to John Carroll University in Cleveland.
Yes.
So you have a very Catholic background, and your husband Kevin also went to Catholic schools in Toledo and Cleveland. I want to focus a little bit about how did a Catholic education help you, both of you, to influence and shape you growing up?
You know, I don't think you realize it, obviously, when you're young and you're going through it. But I think looking back for me, it was establishing, you know, the tradition and, you know, like the good habits and like the repetition that I actually just like love so much about the Catholic faith, that by, you know, I feel so close to God through those traditions and those habits. So I think learning those at an early age, not truly understanding, you know, the depth of them, helps to set that foundation. And then obviously through all the years of our education, just being a part of the community and like-minded individuals and other families who are along on the same journey. I think, you know, you really see that community, that sense of community, that sense of belonging, and it just helps you to grow closer to your faith and to something that, you know, your whole community is believing in.
So that beginning of your Catholic education really instilled good morals and values and set you off on a good start in your early formative years and throughout your adult life now, too.
It truly did. Mm-hmm. It truly did for me.
Now, we were talking this morning right before we went on air that when you moved back to the Pittsburgh area, you're very active now with St. Alphonsus in Wexford, and St. Alphonsus is very near and dear to my heart because that was my first assignment
as
a parochial vicar 17 years ago.
Wow.
I was ordained in 2001, and I was there 2001 to 2003. So St. Alphonsus is very near and dear to my heart, and I still talk to a lot of people. And Wexford is a wonderful area, Pine Township, McCandless, Franklin Park area. Now, we were talking right before we went on the air this morning that when you moved here, you said you first chose St. Alphonsus Parish and then bought a house within its boundaries. Now, normally people look at houses and look at the school district,
right,
but you sought out the Catholic parish first. That's awesome. How did you and why did you do that?
We did. You know, at the time we had three children. Now we have four. I think like most parents, our kids are the most important thing to us. And our faith is extremely important to us. And we knew without a doubt that we would definitely and always send our kids to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So that just, it just wasn't even a question. You know, when we set our first relocation visit, it was to look at schools and parishes. After we picked that, then, you know, our second and third and fourth visits were looking at houses and communities because, again, you know, we wanted to make that absolute investment in our children, in our faith, and start building, again, that sense of community that I think we've always felt no matter where we were.
Mm-hmm. So then you found St. Alphonsus and said, we want to stay in this area.
Yes. You know, we visited a few schools and parishes, and there's a wonderful options for us. You know, I think being so established, I think it was around when we were visiting, it was like 175-year celebration of the parish.
Yeah, it's a very old parish.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're drawn to. We're really drawn to that tradition. And I think it's, you know, the same feeling I got when I stepped on to the college campus that I chose. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to put into words, but it's the feeling, right? You get there and you look at however many schools and it's like, this feels like home. And for us, both my husband and I, when we visited St. Alphonsus, it just felt right. It felt like a community. It felt like a family. It felt that we would be challenged, but we'd also be supported in our faith. And it was just, you know, a win for us.
And it's a beautiful campus. They have the old church, right. And then the new church, which was built in 1960s, so it's
the
no longer new. But the old side and the new
right.
side, and then the rectory, and then the beautiful
yes.
school, and Blessed Francis Celios Academy right now, and a beautiful
right.
gymnasium, and the Ryan Center.
The Ryan Center,
very
right. And
area.
So, you know, and I think that's what we saw even from just a one-hour visit, mm-hmm. right? We saw the old, we saw the new, we saw, you know, families that put their kids through the school that were still supporting it, such as building the Ryan Center, you know, and so it just felt like it was a place we wanted to be and that we wanted to be able to make an impact in as well, mm-hmm. whatever that may be.
Now, you and your husband, Kevin, mm-hmm. are very passionate about the Catholic faith and teaching the good morals and values. Mm-hmm. How are you passing that on to your four children now?
So, you know, I think like a lot of Catholic families, we do the basics, of course, like, you know, we attend Mass every weekend. We fit no matter what. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have crazy busy schedules with our kids in every sport imaginable. And so, you know, we're not regulars at a certain time. And we even sometimes have to find another parish to fit in the
sure.
right time. But we make that happen. That's a, you know, a given with our kids. They know that. Something I started last summer and I plan to do this summer, you know, and so I attend as a parent and I bring my youngest son who's not in school to our school masses every Wednesday mm-hmm. morning at 9. Last summer I started bringing my children to still Wednesday Mass at 9.
You get that in routine.
In routine.
Routine.
And I thought,
sure.
you know, why not? We're home for the summer. It's a great, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful way to start, you know,
a
summer
idea.
Day.
Sure.
And, you know, and I plan to do that again. And that has been great. You know, we pray, we do those things, but something I've really started to do since my kids, you know, my oldest now is 10, you know, and I have another son who's 8 and a daughter who's 6. So they're getting there, you know, mm-hmm. where they could be able-bodied, you know, and their minds are starting to understand things more. And so, you know, we have started to volunteer, you know, serving dinner to the homeless downtown at First Presbyterian Church. We've gone to nursing homes and done ice cream socials. And in fact, next week, we're actually doing our first family service trip. We're going to David, Kentucky.
That's awesome.
To Appalachia. Mm-hmm. And it's just the 6 of us. It's just something mm-hmm. I kind of found and I wanted to do. I wanted to take my kids on a trip that wasn't a vacation. And for them to see a part of the world that's only 5.5 hours away, that's very different from what they see daily, mm-hmm. you know, so things from, you know, serving and giving, my husband is, an usher. My fourth grader this year started to be an altar server. My husband and I, we lead our golf outing that supports our parish and school. And so we like to be involved, but a big reason that we do all of this is we're trying to be leaders. We're trying to be leaders in our community. We're trying to show our children, you know, you can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And to me, that's what I've gotten by being a Catholic. And that's, you know, that has been my experience. And that's what drives me, is, you know, why just exist when you can make a difference? That I feel that's how God speaks to me. So we are trying to be those examples to our children and get them involved age appropriate.
And I think that's very important. And, Dan, we'll be talking about your involvement at St. James and your wife, Joanna, with St. James School and Parish, and Lisa, with you and Kevin. I think it's very important to have the parents really involved in the school, in the parish, because the kids are going to look up to mom and dad, and mom and dad are active. we're going to get active. Lisa, real briefly, can we just touch a little bit on Blessed Francis Silios Academy? It was we're finishing up the school year, that coming in the last week of right. May now, and was a merger of St. Alphonsus and St. Alexis schools in Wexford. Mm-hmm. We're coming into the first year. Do you want to touch briefly on how the first year has gone sure. with the merger with the North Hills Regional School System?
You know, of course, with any change, there's been challenges and there's been wonderful opportunity and blessing. And, you know, what I could just say briefly, my children and us as parents, we've enjoyed the new friends.
Great.
We've enjoyed the coming together of the teachers. You know, we've been always impressed with the St. Alphonsus teachers. The St. Alexis have been, you know, absolutely wonderful. We think the blend is great. You know, and it's taking old traditions, new, you know, it's blend. And so it's been fun and interesting to watch and be a part of. And we're excited about the future. And we feel that St. Alphonsus and Silios Academy can be a leader in Catholic education in the diocese.
And there's so much tradition with the two churches. Mm-hmm. They're only 2 miles apart. Now, with the On Mission for the Church Alive, they're grouped together.
Right.
So it's a perfect match. It's the schools have come together. Now, this coming October, the parishes mm-hmm. will be start
right.
working together with Father Zewan there as the new administrator. It's mm-hmm. going to be a great fit. Would you agree?
I agree. I think mm-hmm. we have great momentum and we have great opportunity. And I think, you know, I can't say enough about our teachers.
Good teachers there.
And
or great,
you know,
teachers, I should
great
say.
Great teachers, yeah. Great families, and it's a great, you know, it's an absolute great place to be.
It's hard to believe a full year has already developed.
It goes so fast. You know, it goes so fast.
New friendships had developed, and they were pretty much next-door neighbors 2 miles down the road and didn't know people.
And didn't, exactly. Yeah. And you know, and kids are so resilient, mm-hmm. and, you know, within the first day or two, I mean, my kids had new best friends and they're enjoying it. You know, they're enjoying more friends, more teachers, more programming, more opportunities, because when you blend, you know, when you blend two traditions, you sure. kind of get to take the best of both. So it's been great. And, you know, I'd encourage anybody to come. If you're even on the fence of considering Catholic education, you know, come look at it, because there's a lot to offer.
A lot to offer, and get ready for the summer and get ready for the fall.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be taking a break right now, and we'll be back with more Catholic Education Plus in a moment here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. James Parish in Swickley. And this morning we're speaking with Lisa Riley from Blessed Francis Silios Academy in Wexford, who is also a member of St. Alphonsus Parish, also in Wexford. And with me is Dan Kerner. Dan is a parishioner at St. James in Swickley and also has a daughter at St. James. So, Dan, I want to focus on our second segment here. You and Lisa have a lot in common. We were talking about that in between the break here because you both grew up with Catholic upbringings. Now, Lisa's from Washington County, but you're from the north. You're from Erie, and you come from a really good Catholic background, Erie. Let's talk about your development as a youngster growing up in Erie at St. James Parish up there, and your parents instilling that good morals and values with your Catholic education.
As you mentioned, I'm from St. James in Erie, which when we moved into the area helped my decision to come to St. James. It was the kind of first choice, and when I first attended, I loved it. So growing up at St. James in Erie, my four siblings, my mother and father and I, were all very involved in all aspects of the parish and school life. My parents were very big supporters of Catholic education. They both sacrificed for all of us to be able to attend Catholic schools. We all attended St. James grade school. We all grew up to attend different Catholic high schools in the area, and I actually went on to attend Gannon University mm-hmm. afterwards. And it was very important from an example standpoint of my parents. It wasn't just you're going to do this. It was also, how do we help? How do we help grow the school? How do we help grow the parish? So leading by example was kind of a big aspect of that, not just this is what you do, but this is how you do it.
And your parents led by example, too, by being very active.
Absolutely.
In your parish.
Absolutely. Whether that was as Eucharistic ministers at the school or volunteering at the parish festival, which was the support for the school, or various other activities. Whenever my father was real big into scouts, he was the treasurer mm-hmm. for the scout program at our parish as well.
Now, you and your wife, Jonna, have two beautiful daughters, Haley, who is finishing up her first grade at St. James in Swickley, and little Emma, it's hard to believe she'll be entering kindergarten in 2019. Was it an automatic decision when you were looking at Catholic schools that you would educate your girls in Catholic education?
For me, the decision was automatic. It's what I grew up knowing. My sister, as you know, teaches at Blessed Trinity Academy. Mm-hmm. She taught at St. Bonaventure for a long time before the schools merged. And it was automatic for her when she was becoming a teacher that she would be teaching at Catholic schools. And it was those things and my Catholic upbringing that helped me drive that decision. For my wife, the decision wasn't as automatic because she grew up attending public schools. And she said, "What's wrong with public schools?" And my thought was, there's nothing wrong with public schools, but I grew up with having my faith integrated every day. And thankfully, through volunteering at St. Bonaventure, helping when my sister was teaching there before we had kids, helped her to realize that your children attending a Catholic school wasn't just about the school, but it was about the entire community's involvement in that Catholic education.
Now, Jonna is not Catholic. She's Presbyterian, but she comes to church on a regular basis, comes up for a Christian blessing. And so she's very supportive of Catholic education and the girls getting that education.
She is absolutely supportive of that. Mm-hmm. As you know, she also is a key component of the Blue and White Gala, which
absolutely.
We put on every year for the school, and various other activities, the Race for Education that we mm-hmm. just put on. She's kind of jumped in feet first and has never looked back.
Really active. Goodness. Yes. And like I said, very similar to Lisa and Kevin growing up, and you have those morals and values and now you pass it on. And I think it's so important that the children see the parents involved in the school and in the parish. And Dan, you're very active at St. James in Swickley. You're a lector, Eucharistic minister. You helped with the fish fry. You're on the finance council. Part of the school, Knights of Columbus. You kind of do everything, and I appreciate all your help that you do there. So you're kind of one of the pillars of our parish.
Thank you, Father.
And that's really helpful. Now, what do you see as a hope for Catholic education that will provide for Haley and Emma as they grow up? What are some hopes and dreams for you?
My hope is that it does the same thing for them that it did for myself and my siblings, and it provides that base of knowledge of our faith, which leads to a life committed to that faith, committed to Jesus and God and all those things which that means to us, community support, you know, helping others, mm-hmm. Attending Mass, and just living the faith, not just giving lip service to it, but actually living it day in and day out.
Now, for a parent or grandparent listening to our show this morning, what would be some advice you would give to them if they're considering looking at a Catholic school, Catholic education for their son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter?
I would say that living in southwestern Pennsylvania, we have a big advantage because there are a lot of wonderful options for educating your child. But for myself and my wife, and I believe this is true of Lisa and her husband as well, Catholic education provides a significant value for the cost that we pay for it, because it builds that faith, and it builds it into every aspect of the education. It doesn't just give it a little bit. It gives it every bit, whether it's through weekly attendance at Mass, or whether it's through the daily religion classes, or just the examples set by the teachers and the administration and the sacrifices that the parents make to provide that education for their children.
And just in the closing minutes, Dan and Lisa, I'll address this question to both of you. You can chime in together. As we wind down the school year and get ready for the summer, Lisa, you were saying about bringing the kids to Mass over the summer. Probably the girls will be involved with Vacation Bible School. What are some plans for summer vacations for your families, Lisa?
So both of our boys play travel baseball. So we'll be busy with that. But, you know, we will definitely integrate being leaders of our community and serving our community throughout the summer as well. you know, I'm looking into maybe doing something with the North Hills Food Bank weekly with our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, as we're talking about, it's just, you have to live it, you
live
know,
out your faith. Sure.
And I do it, and we instill it in our children because I think it brings us closer to Jesus. It helps us to understand him. It helps us to love him. And then it helps us to love ourselves and be stronger as a family.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Dan?
As you said, we'll be attending Mass. The kids are going to be attending Vacation Bible School ever since Haley's first year there. When we had her in there before, right before she started kindergarten, to meet some other kids that she'd be attending kindergarten with. And now it's become a thing. Even if we wanted to, if we had a vacation scheduled that week, we would
have to
move
plan around
it.
Haley's schedule for Vacation Bible
School. We do have to plan around it, and thankfully, my sister is very helpful in that because she actually takes them for the week. So that it's easier for them to attend Bible school that way and easier for Jonna and I. Mm-hmm. From a vacation standpoint, we're actually planning a week in Disney this summer.
Oh, wow.
So
good
that will be kind of the break for them before they, you know, get back into the swing of things at the end of summer.
And as the school year winds down, at the, you know, summer will be here right before you know it, and then back to the school bells at the end of August. So
it's quick.
It will be here before you know it.
It's way too quick.
Yes.
Well, Lisa Riley from Blessed Franciscius and Dan Kerner from St. James in Swickley, thank you for being with us this morning on Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me, Father.
We learned a lot for looking at the parents' perspectives and the faith and value of education and being active with your children, not only in the school but also in the parish, and mm-hmm. how important that is. Family that prays together, they stay together. That's one of the key components of the Catholic faith, right?
With God, all things are possible,
yes.
Father.
I heard that one before, too. Good. Back with more in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the monthly healing masses that are held once a month every Wednesday. And our next healing mass will be held on Wednesday, June the 13th at 7 p.m. at St. Alexis Parish in Wexford. The monthly healing mass really heals the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soul. If you're going through some physical ailments or some ups and downs in your spiritual life, having difficulties maybe at work or at home, the healing mass is a beautiful mass that it's called the Fraternity of Priests. They're diocesan priests that meet. They pray before the Blessed Sacrament, before the healing mass, and then you can go have a wonderful mass, and then after mass have individual blessings with the Fraternity of Priests. And this Fraternity of Priests in the Pittsburgh area is also part of a group that gathers to evangelize. They form trained priests to respond to God's gifts through the Spirit, and also just to be there for people who are experiencing some physical pain. So please see the Healing Mass Wednesday, June 13th at St. Alexis in Wexford. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.